Hi, my name is Juliet, and I'm the host for this podcast. I'm studying to be a rabbi, and in Judaism, there's a specific portion or reading from the Torah, which is the Hebrew Bible, for every week of the year. As we go through these readings week by week in order, from the beginning of the Torah to the end, from the beginning of the Jewish year to the end, we analyze the stories and we comment on them. Of course, connecting them to real life, to contemporary life, is how these ancient stories come alive, which is one of my great passions as a rabbi. I hope you'll accompany me as I tell these stories of Torah and of my life and the lives of others. If you miss an episode, you can always go back and find it wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for coming on this ancient and contemporary journey with me. You can always go to my website and check out my other offerings and read my blogs, life cycle things that I offer, prayer, anything, spiritual direction. My website is lenegditamid.us. That's lenegditamid.us. And you can always make a contribution to this work, financial contribution, very much appreciated and needed to support this work. And thanks a lot. Okay, so I'm going to talk about Korach this week. I've been in classes on Zoom 7 hours a day all week, and I am totally exhausted. Maybe you can hear it from my voice. My daughter, one of my daughters, moved last night, not very far away, still in New York City, but she did move, and I've been sitting and in front of the computer and studying, and it's been really tiring and rushing in between. So, and then the move last night kind of pushed me over the edge. So I'm looking forward to Shabbat for sure. Then I have a whole other week next week of classes. But this is my last summer intensive before I get rabbinical ordination. So it's very exciting. And I've been enjoying the classes. And one of the classes I'm taking is about machloket, how to argue Jewishly according to the system we inherited from our rabbinical tradition. And it's been a really interesting process. We've been presented with the famous Hillel and Shammai and as examples of how rabbis argued way back in the day. And they're supposed to be incredible answers. And the way we've been told is you state the other person's opinion first when you disagree with them. And you're always respectful. And you make sure your children marry each other so there will always be peace between you. And definitely reading the Talmud texts about them and about other rabbis, it's a definitely a very glossed over version, and it feels really Hollywood to me. It just seems too perfect. It's the way they wanted to record history. And maybe you know what happens in this week's Parsha. A man named Korach leads a rebellion against Moses, challenging him with, "You are too much. Now you have gone too far." And Korach's complaint is that Moses has appointed his brother Aaron as high priest. Of course, Korach wants to be high priest. And he feels like if he can't be, because he's also family, if he can't be, then nobody should be. Everybody's holy, he says. Which is like, we don't need any leaders. Well, of course, not only is that not true, but it's not Moses who made Aaron high priest, it's God. And Moses answers Aaron with the same words, "You are too much." Moses answers Korach with the same retort. He says, "You are too much. Now you have gone too far." And God is furious with Korach. You don't challenge God's choice. But there's another interesting complaint that comes from Korach's main supporters, Abiram and Datan. They say, "Moses, you led us out of the land of milk and honey. They were slaves in Egypt, but that was the land of milk and honey. You led us out of not misery and slavery, but the land of milk and honey." Of course, we know that Egypt is not the land of milk and honey in the Bible. So this is very problematic. And he says, and they say, "You led us out of there to die in the desert. How dare you?" So, even so, Moses makes an attempt to argue God out of killing Korach and his 250 men. It's similar to arguments made by Abraham in the past, but he doesn't try very hard, and he's unsuccessful. And Moses then goes to inform Korach that what is about to happen is not from his heart, lo mi libi, but it's from God. I found this really interesting, lo mi libi, because the translation, of course, is it's not my injunction. I'm the one, not the one who decided this. But he talks about his heart. And just then, Korach and all his men are swallowed up by the earth. But God is not done, and he sets a plague upon the thousands, hundreds of thousands of followers, more followers of Korach. I mean, Korach has really made a stink, and it's been very problematic. So, not to justify the death or the plague. But this time, Moses stops the plague, in spite of it, from spreading, by standing in the middle of the crowd, like making a line between one side that's, you know, where it's spreading and another side where it's going to stop spreading. So he stops the spread with Aaron. They're standing there with their fire pans, I think. That's what I remember reading. This is like magic. And Moses here is shown to be very just and fair and respectful of his opponents. And all of it feels a little Hollywood to me. I mean, was Moses that, you know, we're told that he was such a humble man and so just and so righteous. But it's a little whitewashing, I'm sure. And it made me think of things that are happening in the world today and that we're being slammed daily with so many terrible things. And it's easy for us to imagine a version of the past that wasn't as bad as now. I struggle constantly to remind myself not to whitewash any of it. Because, let's be real, it was never a Hollywood picture. I can easily name a whole bunch of wars and plenty of other terrible things just from my lifetime. And I'm almost 60. But 60 years isn't a very long time. But still, I take Moses' statement about his heart as a personal challenge. And I ask myself, what's in my heart? Have I been angry enough at times over the past 2 years that I've wondered if the world might not be better off if all our enemies died in this current plague? That's not a nice thought. So instead of giving you a blessing today, I want to challenge you to come up with a blessing for all of us. Because I'm just too tired right now, honestly. And I'll say amen. Go to my website. Go to the blog, put it in the comment boxes, box, and I would love to receive that. So again, lenegditami.us, L-N-E-G-D-I-T-A-M-I gditamid.us, not dot com, dot us, lynnegditamid.us, and there's no apostrophe. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Good Shabbos. Thanks for coming along. Bye.